comes to mind. I don't know if there's a distinction between male and female in sports counseling. So.
Okay. If you had a cow by the name of Daisy and she was expecting a calf, you'd say Daisy's going to
have a calf?
Have a calf. You heard that referred to as anything in any other way?
Bring a calf. That's it.
Have you ever heard the expression drop a calf?
I've heard it. Right.
Mm-hmm. What sort of person would be likely to say that?
More than likely, a person who, most of the guys I've run into that use that terminology would be somewhere in the neighborhood of, in the late 50s, or mid 50s, 60s, somewhere along there, 70s, and possibly, associated within the rural area that we live in now.
Okay. What do you call the male horse?
Stud. Stallion.
Okay. Any, again, as with the bull, any special terms by farmers or in front of women?
More than likely, it's called a stallion. But maybe they use the term stallion more than male horse, otherwise they use the term stud.
Would you use maybe stallion if women are present? Is that what you're saying?
I guess it depends on the locale you're in. You know, one locale, they might use the term stud. And never the term stallion. And other localities, they'll just use the term stallion, period.
All right, what about the female horse, what do you call it?
Mare.
Okay. What about, talking about horses, you might say everyone around here likes to
ride horses.
Okay, in the past tense, yesterday he
rode.
And he has
ridden.
Okay. Okay, and if you couldn't stay on the horse, you'd say that you fell
off the horse.
Okay. And if a little child went to sleep and in the morning he woke up and found himself on the floor, he might say, I must have
fallen out of bed.
Okay. What do you call those things that you put on a horse's feet to protect them?
Horseshoes.
And what about the parts, the horse's foot itself that you put the shoes on to? You call that the things that we were talking about that go on a horse's foot?
Horseshoe.
You ever heard that called anything else? Yeah. What do you call the male sheep?
Male sheep. Male sheep is called a ram.
Okay, what about the female?
A leave. And leave.
Alright. Mm-hmm. You ever heard that called a ewe?
Yeah.
Spelled E-W-E.
Right. Right.
What do people raise sheep for?
For food. Well, for food. Yeah. For food. Also for their outer covering for their coats. You know.
What do you call that?
Shearing.
Well, the coat itself.
The wool itself.
Yeah. Okay. What about the type of we were talking about hogs? What do you call a very small one when it's just born?
A runt.
Okay. You ever heard that called anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about something between that and a full-grown hog?
Okay. Gilt.
Okay. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Mm. Nope.
Is that the same thing as a shoat? Are you familiar with that word?
Right, I'm familiar with shoat. I think a gilt is a female pig. It's smaller than a shoat. A shoat is one that's almost ready, I think, to go to the male.